Thanks for joining me here for the second bookstore blog for June 2024. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. So many versions. So back to page 70. And it says here, perhaps Phillips has chosen the better part by avoiding both the literalism that cannot be considered a translation at all and a radical modernization that would require the complete rewriting of a book like Hebrews or Revelation. Nevertheless, Philip tends to overmodernize and is sometimes inconsistent. In his revised edition, the 1973, Phillips has corrected some of these weaknesses. His major improvement is the use of a better Greek text and more precision and accuracy in the translation of the text. How's that one? So what would a better Greek text be? Do you guys know? Did you know how many Greek texts there are? And this is what these guys do. This is no different than your pastor, preacher, whatever you want to call them today. There's a better rendering in the Greek. Which Greek? Okay. You have that of Erasmus. You have that of Stephens. You have that of Beza's. Which Greek? You have that of Griesbach. You have that of Lachman. You have that of Tregelles. You have that of Tisendorf. You have that of Eldorf. And you have that of Westcott and Hort. Which Greek text is the better Greek text? They don't tell you. How helpful, isn't it? There's no such thing as a better Greek text. I'm going to give you this little bit of information right now. There's not one Greek text that matches any Bible translation. Let me say that one more time. There's not one Greek text that matches any Bible translation. Stay tuned for more next week.